Hare Krishna. Yesterday we did parikrama through part of Vrindavan town, which is the residence of the devotees of the Vrajadam, and most of our remembrances were of the acharyas whose samadhis are located at the respective homes of the devotees. The homes of the devotees are either the main temples of Vrindavan, or represent the main temples of Vrindavan, or the samadhis of acharyas, and the occasional pastime place, but mostly those. And although I had a plan to describe more of our acharyas, but we didn't get past Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Madhu Pandit, and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And then after that we went to, which was actually Vasudeva Bhatta Goswami's samadhi, but we didn't, and there we heard from Navaraja Mahima. We had some readings. All those readings are Hungarian though, so unfortunately not putting them up on the English site. Although as I'm speaking, I'm remembering that the English, not English translation, but the English version is actually being read out at the same time. It's just that it's not being recorded. And first we spoke about samadhis and the different types of samadhis, generally that are categorized into three: full body samadhi, pushpa samadhi, and Smriti Samadhi, that which makes remembrance of that person, of which Nam Samadhis weigh in prominently. The body Samadhi is, for instance, like Srila Prabhupada Samadhi, where the transcendental body of great devotees and also sannyasi is buried. Vedic custom. Unless one is obviously either like a sannyasi, fully dedicated to the service of the Lord, or has achieved perfection as in any other order of life, then they're cremated and their remains are scattered to the Jamuna, Ganga. But the bodies of great devotees purify the earth and give a opportunity for us to remember them. It gives a physical location where we can go remember them, and actually with their physical remains there is actually a sort of yoga pit or a connection with the spiritual world and with them that allows us to actually have contact with them. So there are such stories of, for instance, devotees seeing Sanatan Goswami at Sanatan Goswami Samadhi and so on. And then other parts of, for instance, in Vrindavan there's the Danta Samadhi, or the tooth of Gadadhar Pandit. And that's considered to be like equivalent to a full samadhi because it's part of his transcendental body. And then there are the Pushpa Samadhis, which are flowers that are taken from the body of a great devotee when his disappearance celebration that's taking place in the way that we did from Srila Prabhupada's body, taking garlands and taken to Mayapur, and that's where Srila Prabhupada's Pushpa Samadhi is. His Mayapur Samadhi is beautiful, big Samadhi. And same thing, Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur has Pushpa Samadhi in the courtyard of Radha Damodar and like that. And the Smriti Samadhi are a third type of samadhi which helps us remember a personality by having either his paraphernalia, his beads, clothing, some artifact from that person, or used by that person for some time, or nam, or his name. Of course, generally the name is always there. And Abhinatva Nama Namino, for great personalities, there's no difference between them and their name. So, in that way, Vaishnavas can be remembered and properly worshipped. And we also sang the song appropriate for the disappearance of Vaishnavas by Narottam Das Thakur, that devotees generally call Jihanilo Premadana, but it has a different name, Swaparshada, etc. And our plan is that we'll be able to put in the garden of devotees a small samadhi that they can then take care of and identify with as being servants of those great Vaishnavas, and that devotees, as they also pass by in their coming and going, as we do in Vrindavan town, then they can remember those persons. The whole idea is to somehow or another be Krishna conscious, and particularly on the disappearance day or appearance day of those personalities, then Mahotsava can be there and hosted by the devotees who care for those samadhis. Time here is sort of limited. First place we sat was Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur's samadhi, which is in Kaliya Damanavan, in Vrindavan. We see it just beside Kaliyarida, where the Kadamba tree from which Krishna leaped into the Jamuna. And challenged Kaliya. And Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur was originally of South Indian Brahmin descent. And on his tour to South India in 1511 or 1510, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and stayed at Rangakshetra, Sri Rangam, and there, he was there during the time of Chaturmasya. So he stayed for the 4 months of the rainy season in the house of Venkatabhata. Venkatabhata was the head pujari of the Rangakshetra temple. And of course, they're in the mood of worshipping Lord Narayan in opulence, and Lord Narayan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Krishna is one of his expansions. So Chaitanya Charitamrita describes the nice philosophical discussions between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkatabhata. And he had two brothers, Tirumal Bhatta and Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. And he had a son whose name was Gopal, and who was later became known as Gopal Bhatta. Gopal was a young boy at that time, I think somewhere around 12 years old, when Lord Chaitanya was there. And of course, he is an eternal associate. And he's a combined form of a Guna Manjari and Ananga Manjari. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Rangakshetra, stayed in his house, house meaning house complex. Seen these pictures when I was watching this movie about Ramanujacharya, old movie about Ramanujacharya, really nice movie. And I think it's in Sanskrit. Really speaking Sanskrit. And there, when you see the houses are beautiful, beautiful, large complexes with big inner courtyard and many, many rooms around the courtyard. Very, very attractive. So when Lord Chaitanya was staying there, then after the Lord's lunch or in the evening when he would take rest, Gopal would come and massage his lotus feet. And they would have exchanges like that. When he left, or as he was leaving, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told both Gopal and his parents they should marry, and told them that when it was time he should go to Vrindavan. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he was like his teacher. He taught him, and maybe in the, I can't remember right now, the Diksha Guru of Gopa Bhatta Goswami. But in any case, he left first. He went to Vrindavan first, and he stayed in Kamyavan. And then Gopa Bhatta Goswami came there after. They stayed by Yashoda Kund and Nanda Kund and in between those two places, those two kunds in Kamyavan. And when his parents left his body, then Gopal also went to Vrindavan and he joined Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. And thereafter, he went and resided in Vrindavan. He was very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'll just close by saying how Lord Chaitanya used to talk about him and describe him to devotees in Puri. In fact, when he got news that Gopal had gone to Vrindavan and know that he'd left for Vrindavan but didn't get any news of his arrival, Lord Chaitanya was worrying, and he would regularly talk about, "I haven't received any news from Gopal. I wonder how he is. I'm concerned about him." And one day when he was having lunch with the devotees, then he finally received the letter that Gopal Bhatta had arrived in Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya was so elated, he stopped his meal and he immediately wrote a letter back to Gopal. And he also sent them some of his own personal paraphernalia, piece of his cloth, his choki, his sitting place, with which he indicated to Gopal Bhatta that he wanted him to initiate. It was quite interesting. Gopal Bhatta amongst the Goswamis, although the others also had some disciples, but for the most part it was Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, who were both from high class Brahminical families. They were actually the initiators. And if I remember right, is Gopal Bhatta Goswami initiated those from the east, and Raghunath Bhatta initiated those from the west. So a very interesting and pragmatic method, just like Srila Prabhupada, when he was talking about how his disciples would initiate, he also told Tamal Krishna Maharaj, this initiate, devotees can take initiation from those who are nearest. So it's a practical consideration. And with that chokhi, then Raghunath Bhatta Goswami received took that as the order Actually, the other Vaishnavas told him this was the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he should also accept disciples. I didn't get to speak about the others, but we're going today to Gokula, talking about Krishna's childhood pastimes, which is actually the last chapter of Navavraja Mahima, and it's the longest chapter of Navavraja Mahima. It's 250 pages, and that's because I got carried away, and because it was so nice just to actually describe the different wonderful pastimes Krishna performed as a little child. Tomorrow will be Janmashtami. I don't know whether we'll be able to have any English recordings. We'll see. Well, I'll try and get the recordings. I'm going to give a talk. I'm going to give talk more about Radha Shyam Sundar because it's their 15th. 15th year of their installation. And but then whoever translates in English, maybe we'll put that, translate and put that on the site. In the meantime, happy Janmashtami to everyone. Hare Krishna.